Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you'll be in Massachusetts for the holiday tomorrow, are you looking forward to a glass of wine with Thanksgiving dinner, or maybe a puff on a joint? Many will have that opportunity, as yesterday the first two marijuana shops opened their doors to adult recreational consumers. Thousands of people showed up at the shops in Leicester and Northampton to be part of the first day of this brand new industry. WBUR's Allie Jarmanning met many of the people in line at the store in Leicester called Cultivate.
It's been 2 years since voters chose to legalize recreational marijuana. And in that time, there have been plenty of complaints about how long it's taken for sales to start and how much pot will cost. But yesterday, nobody waiting in the sleet in a very long line seemed to care about that.
You better pull a rack. Okay, so go on in. Thank you for coming in.
For plenty of people, it was about finally having their habit become legit, being able to buy a drug they know is safe, high quality, and freely available. For Lynn Blair, it was about not feeling like a criminal anymore. The 49-year-old came to Cultivate early with her two cousins, the same women she used to get caught smoking weed with as a teenager.
I am here to see something that I've always knew that would come to light at some point, and I argued with my parents over for years, and I'm sorry to say they're not here to see this, but you know, my children, my grandchildren are here to witness history.
Some have been waiting for this moment for a long time. Ralph Raposa started smoking weed at 18, almost 50 years ago. He was more than happy to fork over $322.50 for 3/4 of an ounce of high THC cannabis.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's good for everybody, good for the state, and good to get out of the shadows and into the light.
If the touchscreen cash registers at Cultivate made any noise, they would have been cha-chinging all day. Throngs of people descended on Leicester, a suburb of Worcester that's hosted Cultivate as a medical dispensary for about a year. A nearby nursery and drive-in movie lot became auxiliary parking, and lines snaked down the street. In a room packed with eager customers, Cultivate owner Sam Barber first thanked his staff.
Huge and historic day for everybody. And, you know, we're going to work our hardest to make sure this is a huge benefit for everybody. Let's make this positive. And I think people are going to, you know, change their mind about cannabis. So thanks, everyone, for coming.
But while buying marijuana like you would a six-pack might be legal, that doesn't mean the stigma is altogether gone. Lots of people yesterday didn't want to give their name or be interviewed as they waited in line in front of TV cameras. Among them, a 68-year-old nurse who worried about her job if people knew what she was up to. She says she hasn't smoked weed since the late 70s. Back then, she was too worried about what marijuana was laced with or whether it would make her sick.
You didn't know what was in it. You didn't know if you were getting strychnine. You didn't know if you were getting, you know, what you were getting. This is far nicer that it's not going to kill you.
She pored over the menu with a patient bud tender, picking out a handful of pre-rolled joints, an 1/8 of an ounce of a sativa strain, and maybe something else?
I might take a $25 gummy cube.
Sure. I'll be right back.
My goodness.
Why not?
Her visit to Cultivate was a last-minute decision, on the way to pick up her Thanksgiving turkey.
I should be home doing all sorts of things, but I'm here buying pot, so...
Relaxing with her new stash, she says, we'll wait till after Thanksgiving. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmanning.